Up in the morning early. Cold blows the wind frae east to west. The drift is driving surly. Sae loud and shrill as I hear the blast, I'm sure it's winter fairly. Up in the morning's no for me, up in the morning early. When all the hills are covered with snow, I'm sure it's winter fairly. The birds sit chittering in the thorn, all day they fare but sparely. And lang's the nicht frae e'en to morn, I'm sure it's winter fairly. Up in the morning's no for me, up in the morning early. When all the hills are covered with snow, I'm sure it's winter fairly.
Ozymandias. I met a traveller from an antique land who said two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor well those passions read, which yet survive stamped on these lifeless things, the hand that mocked them and the heart that fed. And on the pedestal these words appear, my name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away.
This is just to say. This is just to say I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox and which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me. They were delicious. So sweet and so cold.
The Railway Children. When we climbed the slopes of the cutting, we were eye level with the white cups of the telegraph poles and the sizzling wires. Like lovely freehand, they curved for miles east and miles west beyond us, sagging under their burden of swallows. We were small and thought we knew nothing worth knowing. We thought words travelled the wires in the shiny pouches of raindrops, each one seeded full with the light of the sky, the gleam of the lines, and ourselves, so infinitesimally scaled, we could stream through the eye of a needle.
Like a beacon. In London, every now and then I get this craving for my mother's food. I leave art galleries in search of plantains, salt fish, sweet potatoes. I need this link. I need this touch of home, swinging my bag like a beacon against the cold.
Sonnet 29. When in disgrace with fortune and men's eyes, I all alone beweep my outcast state, and trouble deaf heaven with my bootless cries, and look upon myself and curse my fate, wishing me like to one more rich in hope, featured like him with friends possessed, desiring this man's art and that man's scope, with what I most enjoy, contented least, yet in these thoughts myself almost despising, haply I think on thee. And then my state, like to the lark at break of day, arising from sullen earth, sings hymns at heaven's gate. For thy sweet love remembered such wealth brings, that then I scorn to change my state with kings.
Her anxiety. Earth in beauty dressed awaits returning spring. All true love must die, alter at the best into some lesser thing. prove that I lie. Such body lovers have such exacting breath that they touch or sigh. Every touch they give, love is nearer death. Prove that I lie.
Lady Rogue Singleton. Come, wed me, Lady Singleton, and we will have a baby soon. And we will live in Edmonton, where all the friendly people run. I could never make you happy, darling, or give you the baby you want. I would always very much rather, dear, live in a tent. I'm not a cold woman, Henry, but I do not feel for you what I feel for the elephants and the miasmas and the general view.
The trees. The trees are coming into leaf, like something almost being said. The recent buds relax and spread. Their greenness is a kind of grief. Is it that they are born again and we grow old? No, they die too. Their yearly trick of looking new is written down in rings of grain. Yet still the unresting castles thresh in full-grown thickness every May. Last year is dead, they seem to say. Begin afresh, afresh, afresh.
Benediction. Thanks to the ear that someone may hear. Thanks to seeing that someone may see. Thanks to feeling that someone may feel. Thanks to touch, that one may be touched. Thanks to flowering of white moon and spreading shawl of black night, holding villages and cities together.
The sick rose. O rose, thou art sick. The invisible worm that flies in the night, in the howling storm, has found out thy bed of crimson joy, and his dark, secret love does thy life destroy.
Much Madness is Divinest Sense by Emily Dickinson. Much madness is divinest sense to a discerning eye. Much sense is darkest madness. 'Tis the majority in this as all prevail. Assent, and you are sane. Demur, you're straightway dangerous and handled with a chain. At Lord's by Francis Thompson. It is little I repair to the matches of the Southern folk, though my own red roses there may blow. It is little I repair to the matches of the Southern folk, though the red roses crest the caps I know. For the field is full of shades as I near the shadowy coast, and the ghostly batsman plays to the bowling of a ghost. And I look through my tears on a soundless clapping host as the run stealers flicker to and fro, to and fro. Oh, my Hornby and my Barlow long ago.
Rainforest. The forest drips and glows with green. The tree frog croaks his far-off song. His voice is stillness. Moss and rain drunk from the forest ages long. We cannot understand that call unless we move into his dream, where all is one and one is all, and frog and python are the same. We, with our quick dividing eyes, measure, distinguish, and are gone. The forest burns, the tree frog dies, yet one is all, and all are one.
Encounter at St. Martin's by Ken Smith. I tell a wondrous tale, the same I began long ago. A boy in a barn, I'm always lost in it. The place is always strange to me. In my pocket, the wrong money, or none, the wrong paper, maps of another town, the phrasebook for yesterday's language, just a ticket to the next station, and my instructions. In the lobby of the Banco Bilbao, a dark woman will slip me a key, a package, the name of a hotel, a numbered account, the first letters of an unknown alphabet.
Western wind, when wilt thou blow? Western wind, when wilt thou blow? The small rain down can rain. Christ, if my love were in my arms and I in my bed again. Composed upon Westminster Bridge, September 3rd, 1802. Earth has not anything to show more fair. Dull would he be of soul who could pass by a sight so touching in its majesty. This city now doth like a garment wear the beauty of the morning. Silent, bare, ships, towers, domes, theatres, and temples lie open unto the fields and to the sky, all bright and glittering in the smokeless air. Never did sun more beautifully steep in his first splendour valley, rock, or hill. Ne'er saw I, never felt a calm so deep. The river glideth at his own sweet will. Dear God, the very houses seem asleep, and all that mighty heart is lying still.
Everyone sang. Everyone suddenly burst out singing. And I was filled with such delight as prisoned birds must find in freedom, winging wildly across the white orchards and dark green fields, on, and out of sight. Everyone's voice was suddenly lifted, and beauty came like the setting sun. My heart was shaken with tears, and horror drifted away. Oh, but everyone was a bird, and the song was wordless. The singing will never be done.
You took away all the oceans and all the room. You took away all the oceans and all the room. You gave me my shoe size in earth with bars around it. Where did it get you? Nowhere. You left me my lips, and they shape words even in silence.
The Loch Ness Monster's Song. Gumble, umble, bloom, 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 bloop.
Living. The fire in leaf and grass, so green it seems, each summer, the last summer. The wind blowing, the leaves shivering in the sun, each day, the last day. A red salamander, so cold and so easy to catch, dreamily moves his delicate feet and long tail. I hold my hand open for him to go. Each minute, the last minute.